Welcome to Art House Rewind. My name's Brian.
I'm Arliss.
And we're here to talk things film, art, and culture in Billings, Montana. Arliss, how you been?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm good.
Right.
It has been a week for sure. But we've got a film to talk about. But first, the things that you should know for this coming week. First and foremost, we will have Fast Times at Ridgemont High at the Babcock Theater this Friday, one night only, but it is female-directed comedy. You've probably seen it before, but it's a fun one to see again on the big screen. It's got Sean Penn. It's got so many great people in it, so a good one to always revisit, a good 80s comedy. Then on the next Wednesday, so not this coming Wednesday, the next Wednesday, we will start our Twilight Wednesdays series, going through all of the Twilight films every Wednesday, starting, again, next Wednesday and through April. So if you enjoyed the Twilight films as a kid, come check them out as an adult, or bring your kids, or any of that. Arliss, have you seen all of them?
I have seen all of them.
You have seen all of them. I have only seen the first one. So.
Okay. Well, you got to finish the series,
Brian. I do need to finish the series. Maybe I'll come down on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Watch them. And then lastly, the third thing to talk about is here at Art House, we are opening a new film. It is a horror film, Late Night with the Devil. It got some festival buzz around it, and now it is finally coming out. So we will have that this week at Art House, so you'll want to check that one out. Lastly, I also have on Monday, the next Monday at Babcock, is the last of the Mark C. March films. So check out the last Mark C. March film if you are so inclined. So,
yeah, they're pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
I recommend all the ones that you saw. You've played them so far.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yep, so I liked all of them. So.
Good. Yeah. This week we are talking about one of the films that we are holding on to for another week at Art House. It is Love Lies Bleeding with Kristen Stewart and... Arliss, what did you think of Love Lies Bleeding?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
There I did was, as well.
Yeah, the movie definitely takes a lot of twists and turns that had my blood pumping up pretty good, especially towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, and absolutely.
It was just such a roller coaster of emotions I was going through in that 100 minutes that the movie
for sure.
plays out.
Yeah, it's brief and it pumps it full of energy. So. Would you give a brief description of what this film's about?
Yeah, so I can't remember the character's name, but Kristen Stewart's character, she manages a gym, and so she's just in this small town being, like, not really doing anything with herself, and then this girl that's a bodybuilder comes into town, and she starts working for a gun range.
Yeah.
And then that gun range, we find out the owner of that is Kristen Stewart's father. So then we know there's something going on behind the scenes, especially if she doesn't talk about it. And then there's little quirks that Kristen Stewart has that she knows about the town and just different, some of it's like location based of like, oh, why does she know to do this thing here? And so it just kind of unspools and from there.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a great film. I think it's kind of a modern take on sort of some noir aspects that we saw 100 years ago almost at this point. But it's a lesbian love story. It's a thriller, and it's a bit of a mystery as well.
Yeah,
because they don't. You know, you see little glimpses of things throughout, but you never quite make out the full story until maybe halfway, two-thirds into the film. So.
Until then, you just see striking imagery of, like, Ed Harris in red and just, like, especially the opening shot, too, of that cavern.
Yeah,
like,
that
we don't
cavern.
Like, I thought it was just going to be, like, a David Lynch thing. We don't know what that cavern is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a mysterious shot. But, no, we see what that cavern is, and it plays a huge part of the film.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the sort of it plays with a little bit of fantastical realism, I guess you could say, as well, without giving anything away at this point, because I do think people should be checking this out. You know, it hasn't played super well over the weekend, but I think a lot of people would enjoy this if they came to check it out, because I think, you know, I'll admit that it's pretty graphic violence at times, but other than that, I think there's a lot to love here.
I think it's part of the fun. It's just that violence, and then the movie has a killer soundtrack, and what they do with the sound design with that soundtrack, especially like transitioning between scenes or first starting the scene of it going around the speakers until it like starts fully playing the song. It was fun to watch in this theater.
So and also just bodybuilding culture in general, just getting a glimpse behind the scenes of that is kind of interesting, especially from a female. You know, we think I know it's always been a thing that there's female bodybuilders, but we've usually focused more on male bodybuilders in film, and to see a female bodybuilder was
especially when taking place in the 80s. Yeah,
exactly. And I don't know that, I don't think I've seen that actress in anything else before, but, she did great in that role. And,
I think she was the biggest performance that I walked away being like, this is the more memorable one for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is from director Rose Glasses. This is her second film. Her first film was Saint Maud from, I believe, 2020. Yep.
2019. Yeah. So, when that movie came out, that was my favorite movie of that year when it came out, because Rose Glass, like, comes onto the scene with her directorial debut is like actually kind of crazy, especially with just, it's only 80 minutes long, but like it feels longer, more in a good way, because it's so like stressful and anxiety inducing, because it follows a character who she's Catholic, and she gets this idea of the lady she's taking care for to save them, and then the main character has a lot of horrors herself. So that's another movie I strongly recommend checking out. But at the same time, these two movies are completely different from each other.
Yeah, they're different for sure. That you know, Saint Maud, I guess you could say, is a horror film, but not really. Mm-hmm. Like, it was definitely billed as a horror film in the marketing, but really it's much more of a psychological drama, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And this one almost has more horror elements to it than St. Maud.
Gorier for sure. Gorier
for sure, yeah. It's a lot of fun, and I just could not turn away the whole time, you know. As things progress, you just, you know, this was, and it's funny that we're playing this a few weeks after we had Drive Away Dolls, which I know they kind of have similar, it's lesbian road movie thrillers, but this one kind of did everything that I was wanting Drive Away Dolls to do more of, that it you know, really has a lot of thrilling moments to it. You're on the edge of your seat the entire time, of, you know, every decision kind of leads to more escalation of the insanity, the chaos of what they're going through. I really enjoyed this, and I think more people should be checking it out.
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah. Anything else you would say about it?
Other than the one criticism I had that would have made me like it more is I wasn't really a fan of Kristen Stewart's performance. I think I still have that. We were talking about Twilight earlier. Yeah. I think I still can't overlook that. I was able to in the movie Spencer when she played Princess Diana. And so it was, I think I just kind of had a lot of expectations for what she was going to do with this movie. But so I think she's fine in it. But like, for me, this could have been stronger if we had a different lead actress.
Gotcha. Yeah. I didn't have those hangups, but I haven't seen all of the Twilight movies. I only saw the one. So
yeah.
So check out Love Lies Bleeding and check out the Twilight Wednesdays through the last week of March and all of April. So anything else we should talk about? Anything people need to know for the next couple weeks at Art House? I've got April around the corner. We've got lots of good films coming up as well. Keep an eye out for Civil War. That's almost a month away at this point, but Civil War looks interesting.
It's everything. So.
That's it. So, arthousebillings.com. Stay up with all the things that we'll be having because, again, there's lots of great things coming down the pike. And we will talk to you again next week with another Art House Rewind. Take care, everyone.
All right, bye.